Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Johnny Noon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Marty McManus. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gibson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Sam Gibson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Walt French. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. And now, play ball. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to second. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill takes first base on ball four. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wheat. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Gehringer scores. Fothergill moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon takes first base on ball four. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Hale reaches second base with a double. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hale moves to third. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a line drive into left field. Wheat picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wheat. Woodall moves to second. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woodall moves to third. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 1 in the game. Warner hits a fly ball towards left field. Wheat fields the ball and throws to third. Hale drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Hale. Woodall tags and scores. Gibson tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop misplays the ball. That's an error on Bishop. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Gibson moves to third. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Mainisch moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. Cochran moves to second. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Warner moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel spins and fires to second, with Galloway covering, and Warner is picked off. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-1 in the game. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wheat moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wald French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Noon hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Galloway hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rommel strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Warner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-2 in the game. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dykes for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-3 in the game. Mainisch hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-2 in the game. French hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. French reaches second base with a double. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Galloway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. French scores. It's 3-1. Tigers. Bill Lamar pinch hits for Eddie Rommel. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar hits a pop-up towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Galloway moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Galloway. The throw from Woodall and he is out, Warner applying the tag. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Buzz Wetzel now pitching. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Noon takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-3 in the game. Wheat hits a line drive into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cobb moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cobb scores. Cochran moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Ken Holloway now pitching. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. French hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to home to get Cochran. Dykes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Galloway hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Noon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a line drive towards short. Galloway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Warner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wheat. Warner reaches second base with a double. Holloway goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bishop can't make a play. That's a base hit. Warner scores. It's 5-2, Tigers. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Galloway applying the tag. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-4 in the game. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Rube Wahlberg. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.